How many pastors I got in here? Lift your hand. Pastors. All right. Now, pastors, we're about to go into a new world. Hang with me. I know you know a lot of things. Hang with me, because I awakened 5:49 this morning and given an insight I've never seen in 52 years of ministry. And we're about to go into the body of Christ, somewhat virgin territory, probably deeper than we have ever been before. So three words: unction, utterance, and understanding. Those three words are going to have to be in place. It's not my subject, but we are all going to have to be unctioned by the Holy Ghost, and the utterance is going to have to be anointed, and then the Holy Spirit going to have to help us understand this dimension. All right? We're here for a reason. I need you pulling. I need you paying attention. I need you to let the Holy Spirit do what he want to do in here this morning. We're here at this camp meeting for a reason. The apostolic and the prophetic will begin to unfold deeper in this section. When I name the subject, I want to ask you, have you ever experienced that before? Or have you ever heard it preached before? I'll go on and give it to you, and I'll give you a prophecy, too. I want you to have a prophecy prior to ministering the word, because the prophecy is going to help you walk through it. Okay? I take my time, all right?
Yes, sir.
It seems simple, but to me, this morning, I couldn't go back to sleep. I was just praying in tongue. And you're going to catch the value of it. Let me say this. The glory of God is the highest dimension in the supernatural realm. The glory of God is the highest position in the realm of the Spirit. It's higher than prayer, higher than praying in tongue. It's higher than meditation, higher than faith. The glory of God is higher than all those things. And I can go on and on and on and on and on. It's the highest revelation that exists.
Yes, sir.
The glory of God. It's higher than the gifts of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Higher than the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Right.
So I want you to catch on, because we're about to soar. Into territories like never before. And they got enough people here who are grown enough in the Spirit to help this thing to flow properly. Now, I want you, if you ever heard a message like this, I'm about to give you the subject. I want you to let me know. I am soaking my life in the glory of God. Any of you ministers ever preach that?
No, sir.
I was told to ask that question. I am soaking my life in the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Now, what is the glory of God? The glory of God is all that he is, uh-huh, all that he has, uh-huh, and all that he can do. So you saying I'm about to soak myself in all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do? The body of Christ, listen to me, right up in here this morning, the body of Christ is about to be apostolically promoted. And you may put in your note Ephesians 4:11-16.
Yes, sir.
Promoted into, oh my, the full potentials of God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'm soaking my life in the glory of God. I want you to stand with me through this prophecy because it gives insight of that soaking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One aspect of the prophecy, and I'm not going to just go straight to the prophecy. I got to slow up and hit it one spot at a time so you can get it. You will flow in blessings you never seen before.
Hallelujah.
They exist. Oh, yeah, they exist. I know many of y'all are blessed, but there are blessings that we have never seen before because God never runs out.
Hallelujah.
And the Holy Spirit just tell me, it's not in the prophecy, all the limits are being taken off your life right now.
Hallelujah.
You will live a no limited life as you soak your life in the glory of God. The glory of God is, again, I want to repeat myself, is the highest rim in the supernatural, the highest rim in the spirit, the highest rim in revelation. So something extraordinary going to happen to you today. Hallelujah. Something extraordinary going to happen. Listen, you will flow in blessings you never, like you never have before. All limits are being taken off your life. Like never before.
All limits.
This is the highest promotion, devotion that you can go to. The highest promotion, devotion that you can go to. Now get ready, now really get ready to spend the days of heaven on earth. No, this is not a sermon. I'm imparting this to you. The Lord imparted to me in the bed. Expect it. Now get ready to spend the days of heaven on earth. Your days of being robbed are over. Because in that glory realm, my daughter, my son, you're going to be so anointed, nobody can touch you. That's why I asked the question, have you ever heard the message? Have you ever made that statement? I hadn't. I'm going to soak my life in the glory of God. I said, whoa,
yes,
whoa. I didn't want to wake my wife up. I said, whoa. Listen, my brothers and sisters. Stand up with me a few minutes. Shackles are shaking now. They know their power of being broken in your life now and forever. Shackles. Even shackles have got nervous at this message.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, anything that's been hindering you, anything that's been falling behind you, anything that's been holding your ministry back, anything that's been holding your family back, the shackles on there are shaking right now. Because you're about to go in a... You about to be placed in a position that when you make a step, everything got to bow. This is watch this. Beyond anointing. You're going to be making from this day forward, daughter, glory steps. Make one now. I want you to get it. I want you to get in this apostolic, prophetic, new position.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Satan didn't want us to know the glory flow. He can't even go there. He was kicked out. You will have to share with others what happened in your life. Your life after the day. Your life is going to be so great after the day that people are going to want to know what happened to you. Where have you been? Have you been in prayer? Have you been in praise? Have you been in worship? No. I stepped off in a place called the glory of God. Beyond prayer, beyond praying, beyond worship. Glory is God Himself. You don't have to pray when the glory show up. God said, get back, I'm going to do it for you. We've been trying to do too much for ourselves. Be still. And know that I'm God. You don't have to go through all that. You're going to be praying on 3 hours in tongues. Be still. And know I'm God. Now, while I'm preaching this morning, many things going to leave you that you don't want. And doors going to start opening before you turn the knob. Are you hearing me? Now, it'll invade this place. I feel it. Invading now. The glory is going to invade this place. The first morning, we're going to get it set up. We're going to invade this. Let God invade this place with Himself. No, not Jesus. Not the Holy Spirit. God Himself. Oh my. I'm not falling again. Oh, my. So you will have to share with others what happened in your life and how to produce the same in their life. No more drifting in the spirit world. Now you are fully becoming a shifter consistently in higher realms. Everything that has been smothered in your life cometh to resurrection power. Y'all better talk to me here. I said, listen to me, I'm not just up here, this is no sermon. I said, everything that had been smothered in your life coming to resurrection right now. Make some noise up in here. Let them know on YouTube something happening in here. Make some noise. The last part is diving deeper into the rivers of God. Glory, glory, glory. To God be the glory. All right, you may be seated. Let's go to work. Tell somebody, shucks, I feel something now. First Corinthians chapter 6. Might turn me up a little bit, son. First Corinthians chapter 6. We don't want to miss none of this. Got some glory honey coming out you this morning. Verse 19. First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. It begin with a word, what?
What?
Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Which, the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you're not your own. Go to the 20th verse now. For ye are bought with a price. I'm hearing something I never heard before. You being filled with glory fuel. It's supernatural now. Y'all don't rob me this morning. You ain't never heard that before. I never heard. Listen, God, your life, your prayer, everything gonna change. The Holy Ghost just told me to tell them they're being filled with supernatural glory fuel. Church members are not going to understand you. Preachers and pastors, they're not going. Why she walk this much? Why do she have so much power in her? Until they get the revelation that you're getting right now. Your anointing, your prayer, your meditation now gonna be filled with glory fuel. That's what you're gonna run off from this day forward. The rest of your life. You're going to be fueled with the glory of God. God himself. More powerful than the resurrection. Ooh, I love it. More power. You ever thought you were here? More powerful than the resurrection. More powerful than the cross. Y'all Sunday school people, hold on to somebody. Bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. All right. Now, I got a text I got to take you to. Going to be so shocking. Some of y'all might have to be given up. What do you when they fall out? What do you call it? No, not mental toys. It's you minister to them. You give them. You blow. What is it? What? CPR. Yeah. So I'm going to hold that scripture a few minutes. Your digestive system is shouting right now. It's been hungry. It's shouting right now. You have prayed. You have prayed. You have worshiped. But today, you're going to a realm that you've never been before. God's going to put his arm around you. The Father been waiting on this day that his people can walk in his full glory and stop taking all this mess they're trying to put on the church. When you walk in the building gonna shake. Yeah. Well, what happened if God walk in the building? What you think gonna happen if God himself walk in the building? Well, he sent you to walk in it with him on the inside of you. I told y'all, sit down. What'd y'all? You taking notes?
Yes,
the glory world, which is God's presence, got it?
Yes.
Belongs to the believer. Glory, somebody now, look, I'm expecting miracles. One of my eyesight, it could happen any minute. New kidney, new heart, whatever it takes. God is able to do it up in you right now. I want you to expect it. Whatever you need to happen in your life, supernatural, I want you to expect to happen this morning. Whatever organ you need, I'm expecting a new organ to be put in your body this morning. Our God is able. I expect miracles, signs, and wonders to fill this place this morning. New kidney, new heart, new lungs. When it happens to you, scream. Because it's going to happen. He's the God of glory. Glory, glory, glory. Take this note. Sit down and take this note. Shh. 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 Glory. Listen very carefully, because this is miracle traffic. This statement is miracle traffic. Glory will cause all malfunctioning to move. I said it this way. That what you've been praying about? Huh? That's what you've been praying about for 3 years? Glory will call all malfunction to move up in this house right now. God himself. All malfunction got to go. The day that Satan thought he was going to cut your life off, been extended. Y'all there, give me. Come on, yeah. What y'all? Y'all did not hear what I'm saying? Thus saith the Lord. Your cutoff day is extended. Shoot for 120. And I'm not talking about disabled. I'm talking about 120 still functioning. Glory. See, every time you think something impossible, just shout glory. Nothing is impossible with the God we serve. If you ain't yet and you got any kind of sickness, you tell your body right now, you're going to get healed up here. Yeah. Tell it, if your body try to talk back to you, just shut up. Tell him, I'm not praying now. I'm not asking for nothing. I'm about to take ownership. All glory going to do is put your ownership in place.
Yes, sir.
You own victory. You own blessing. Don't let this world make you unhappy. Make this world happy. How many of y'all glad you came? Your life will never be the same.
Never.
There's an anointing on me I've never seen before. It's on me right now. I almost feel like I can fly. It's so strong. God is putting every minister in a glory position. Let me repeat this. Recognizing that you are a glory carrier. You are a carrier of God. God have taken you as his vehicle in the Israel. Watch how you drive. Glory will cause all malfunction to move. The one that your prayer didn't get. The one that your prayer didn't get. The one that your sermon didn't get. You see me? But glory is up in here to remove everything. Replace. I don't know how many people in the sound of my voice life is being extended this morning, but I know there's multitude lives being extended and where they were losing heart, they're gaining their strength back by the supernatural. Right now, up in this place, all over the world, people are being touched, changed, called, blessed. Hospitals are being shook up right now. I said hospitals are being shook up right now. Wait a minute, I'm going to say something else. Prisons are being shook up right now. All sickness and disease that is in this house right now is being shook up. And they're going to be shook out. Make a little jig and say, my breakthrough has come. You ain't gonna jig? What's the matter with you? What you come up here for? My breakthrough has come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know why I wanted to come to this meeting so bad. I don't know why. I know I just had to be to this meeting. But I know now. My breakthrough has come. Hallelujah. I'll tell you this, I'm going to lose you. I'm going to tell it to you anyway. I'm going to just lose you.
Yes, sir.
You will live on no more budget. You will live on the blessing. Not. Don't call it a budget. Call it a blessing. My budget days are over. I don't have to figure nothing else out. It's already figured out on my behalf. All I got to do is flow. Flow, man. All I got to do is flow. Look at somebody, tell them flow. Flow. Tell somebody else, flow. Watch what I say now. Flow in the glory. Here's a word. Here's a word. It's already done. Whatever you've been working on, because you're in this environment, is already done. That's what preaching should be about. It's already done. Stop trying to get it done. It's already done. It's over. Supernaturally, by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, as the prophet of Almighty God, I turn the glory angels loose right now on every situation that we're dealing with. Y'all ain't shouting enough. I prophesy that glory angels are on their work on our behalf. Don't forget the subject. I'm going to be working on it all the week. Don't forget the subject. This is a new endowment from God. prophetically he's putting on the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
On my sons and daughters under me in the ministry, their churches. Woo! Everything about to change. Everything about to get better. If the person next to you have moved up to now, ask them when they died. And resurrect them back. Your prayer going to be different. Your meditation going to be different. Watch this. Your listening when the man or woman of God is preaching going to be different. You're going to hear better. You're going to see better. You're going to know better. You're going to flow better. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy. Shout for yourself. I'm so happy. I'm so happy up in here. I'm so happy. Are you happy? I'm so happy up in here. This apostolic anointing coming off on all my sons and all my daughters right now. Can you feel something up in there? Don't need to look at me with strange eyes. I'm real. I'm living it. I'm soaking my life in the glory of God. That means we will have miracles in here now while the glory is flowing to you and through you. To you and through you. So the glory is flowing to me and through me. In other words, when you minister to people from now on, they're going to know something moving. When you talk to your cousin when they stop by the house, they're going to say, what you been drinking? Now listen, sit down. Listen very carefully. These words are very precious. I'm calling for glory, health, and wealth. For glory, health, and wealth. Everything about to improve. Your health and your finances. I'm calling. Come on now. Say it with me. I'm calling for glory, health, and wealth. Had you ever called for glory, health, and wealth? Have you, come on, I want to talk to you here. Have you ever called for glory, health, and wealth? Well, say it then. I'm calling. Everything about to change. Your health about to change. Your wealth about to change. Great. Scream for me, girl. Yeah, God, scream for me. They over here don't want to scream. Scream for me, God. Say it. I'm calling for glory, health, and wealth. In other words, you're calling for God health and God wealth. He been waiting on somebody to call for it. You made a fresh call this morning. You made an apostolic prophetic call. He been waiting on somebody. Bold enough to say, I'm calling on God's help. If, watch this, if your body is still saying you're sick, it's lying to you. If your account still says empty, it's lying to you. Call
Call it a lie. Call all lack a lie. Call all sickness. Call it a lie. To now pan you a lie. We haven't got to the man thing yet.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
You're going to be so shocked. I was so shocked until I'm still shocked. I believe God himself came in my bedroom. He didn't send an angel. He didn't send Jesus. He didn't send the Holy Ghost. I believe he came himself. He said, I'm ready for my body to have this. Y'all feel the flow? A whole new world has opened up to us. The glory world. See, the glory is not just light. Men have been teaching about the glory of light and fire. No, the glory is God himself. Everybody shut up when the glory show up. My, my, my.
Hallelujah.
So, sit down. I am soaking my life in the glory of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit will begin to flow in great increase.
Amen.
We have not been seeing them because we're doing a lot of praying about them and a lot of preaching about them, but they are glory motivated.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And now you're a glory motivator. Talk to me up in here. And so the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge and the discerning of spirit going to start being everyday supernatural for you. Huh? Prophecy, divers kind of tongue, and interpretation. Special faith, working of miracles and gifts of healing. Because you're going to understand gift, administration, and operation. That's in 1 Corinthians 12.
Yes, sir.
Gifts, administration, and operation. See, you can't just talk about gifts. You got to have administration. And you got to have operation. And they all call for the glory.
Yes, sir.
See, we have thought we can do everything by faith. We have thought we can do everything by praying in the Spirit. But all of them are glory activators. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
See, everything we do in the Spirit, We aiming to activate the glory. The man himself. God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Turn to the 6th chapter of Matthew. The Lord's Prayer. You ready? Provided steps to the glory. Boy, y'all gonna let me preach up here? The Lord's Prayer, the Our Father Prayer. We're about to go over them. I'm gonna get a little bit, I'll get the rest of the night, Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever. The Lord's Prayer actually are steps to the glory.
Yes, sir.
There are certain levels that you have to go through to be able to function in the glory properly. So when the disciples asked the Lord, teach us how to pray.
He taught them a glory prayer. The Our Father prayer is a glory prayer. Step by step. Our Father which art in heaven. He's our Father. Then he said, holy be thy name. Right?
Yes, sir.
What's his name?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Genesis 1:1. That's the Lord's Prayer in the 6th chapter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Genesis 1:1. What's his name? The name of God revealed his nature, character, and covenant relationship with his people. I'm going to say that again so you can get that down. The name of God revealed his nature, character, and covenant relationship with his people. Yeah, I heard you, Lord. I heard you. I heard you. We never heard this before. You have a glory covenant. You have a glory covenant. That's an ownership covenant. It's already finished covenant. That is a takeover covenant. Some of y'all are going to take your cities over. Oh, yeah, you're going to take over. This anointing will come back up in you in the revelation. What?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You ready?
Yes.
Don't y'all leave me now. Don't leave me. I'm about to say something. In the beginning, glory created the heaven and earth. Oh, some of y'all didn't get that. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You're sitting right there and you didn't get it. The same power that created the earth is on the inside of you. All of your prayer from now on going to be glory prayer. All your confession going to be glory confession. Your anointing going to be a glory anointing. Your praise going to be glory praise. Your worship, I worship you, Lord, is glory worship. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy be thy name. That's the first step. Elohim, the creator, the all-powerful God. Now, y'all gonna get scared now. This is who you gonna be. As he is. Y'all gotta believe the Bible. Yeah, we got to believe the Bible. So are we in this world. In him I live, I move, and I have my being.
That's good preaching.
Yes, sir.
I always said, don't try to be humble and be stupid. God has blessed us with power to represent him in the earth realm. Now you trying to be meek. You're supposed to be healthy. You're supposed to be wealthy. You're supposed to be happy. Then you preach the gospel and get people saved. My house got a man saved yesterday. Just sitting on my porch. It was yesterday, honey. It was yesterday. Day before. Just sitting on my porch. The man got saved. The house got his attention. He said, sir. He holding his head. Sir. How you did this? What is this? What? I never seen nothing like this before. He passed by four or five times before he stopped. Watch what I'm about to say. All y'all gonna be the same way.
here. Let me tell you why. I'm gonna go off just to tell you why. Go to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. All y'all gonna be the same way. All y'all, connection. Go to Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord said to Leroy, what y'all getting scared about? Now the Lord, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you, Leroy. Second verse. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Go to the next verse. Y'all ain't got it. You here, aren't you? You respected my ministry enough to come here this morning, right? And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And the same glory come on you. When people connect with you. I know they're money.
Yes, sir.
The creator, the all-powerful God. Genesis 1:1, we looked at that. Yahweh. See, now we're walking toward the glory.
Yes, sir.
Yahweh. I am who I am. The self-life, the self-existent eternal. Man. Turn to Exodus. Turn to Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. I am who I am. The self-existent, eternal, covenant God. With me having his glory on the inside of me, I'm the same. Because he's in me being himself. I am.
I am.
I just preached on I am yesterday, didn't I?
Yes,
I am.
Who I am.
The self-existent, eternal, covenant God.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Exodus 3:14, God said to Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Go to the 15th verse. 15th verse. God said, more unto Moses, thus should I say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me. Good God Almighty. Unto you, this is my name forever. If it's his name, breakthrough that you need in your life right now, declare, I am. And the breakthrough must bow, just as if it would bow to God, because God is on the inside of me, and I stepped in his glory for this morning. The Bible says, none of his words shall return to him void. Y'all ain't caught it. The Bible said, none of his words will return to him void. Y'all ain't caught it yet. The Bible said, none of his words will return to him void. Y'all ain't caught it yet. None of my words will return to me void, because I'm packing the glory. God Almighty lives on the inside of me right now. faith. Is using a creator voice. Y'all got to stop operating in faith worship. You see me, Pastor? Stop operating in faith wishing it happened. Faith creates things by the power of God.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Your faith has been placed in a glory position.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen, sir.
Your faith, my brother and sister, is God coming out of your mouth. Because they live in your heart. Tell me who can tell God no.
Come on.
That answer you didn't get this morning is being resurrected. Go back and talk to it again now. Go back and talk to it after this morning and watch what happens. I'm going to close and we'll come back tonight. The gifts of the Spirit will begin to flow in great increase. How can I say this, Lord? I hear a glory bell ringing.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing it now. Boom. Boom. People who has not been getting by. Not getting through under the sound of my voice. Right now, there's a getting through anointing in the glory of God being released upon you and in you and around you and for you. Shout! Oh, my. Shout and tell three people I'm out. Come on, shout. We'll take up the night. Shout. Shout, run, run, run. Shout and run. Shout and run. Shout and run. Shout and run. Shout. He just got out of jail. Shout, shout. We're in the spirit. Shout, shout, shout. Like yeah, I just got out. I'm in the glory of God. Ah, the glory, the glory, the glory. Shout. Oh, yeah. I don't know. couldn't get. No, you ain't shot enough. Shot some more. The Lord has showed us too much more. The Lord has showed us so much more. The Lord has showed us so much. We're so blessed. You're so blessed. Shout. You're so blessed. You're blessed like you've never been blessed before. You're blessed like you've never been blessed. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy. The glory on you. The glory in you. The glory around you. The glory at home waiting on you. Pastor, your church is about to blow up. Yes, sir. What? Oh, my goodness. I got to turn it loose. I got to come back tonight. I got to turn it loose. It's hard to turn it loose, though. Ashakatala. I hear somebody just got a new liver. Even that's it. You know, he can create them. He create new organs, you know. There's some creation going on in you right now. He sent you here for a reason. Your glory miracle is working in your body right now. What I say? Your life is being extended. Your ears are being added on to right now because you're in the glory of God. You understand what is going on here? I'm asking about, do you feel it? I feel it. I got faith, but I feel it. I feel the presence of God. All of your limitation has been erased. No such thing as I can't have it. Do it exist? Stop stopping at the wrong level. Keep going, there's always more. But Bobby said he'll increase you what? You and who? Stop settling. Always expect. The higher you go, the more glory God will get. Oh, my Jesus. You heard that? Letting God promote you promotes God. God want to be promoted in the earth realm. He want this earth realm to know he is God. And he need an instrument to do it through. Yeah. I'm not going to quit. Go ahead. I just got to shut down.